Okay, back with Deborah. All right, Deborah, go ahead.
Yes, well, what they're saying about the increased pole height is that it's for the public interest regarding health effects.
You mean pull the wires further away from them?
Well, they claim that if they're taller, that the EMFs will be further away. And they also claim, though, that, of course, they don't believe that there are any health effects from the magnetic fields from the power poles resulting in
so
the power
So why are they
line.
Raising them?
Well, again, they're claiming that it's for our benefit. Now, of course, we believe that they're not doing anything for our benefit. We are the enemy. And they are a corporate entity for profit, and so far there is not much that the utility companies are doing with also deploying the smart meters that is for our health in mind. Now, we know that they are for profit. We know that they work with other for-profit corporations as well.
Right.
They, of course, work with Big Pharma. We're getting sicker by the minute with these frequencies, and they have to reduce the population. There are no jobs. They're replacing us with mechanized machinery and robots. That's why we see an increased amount of Wi-Fi in the schools. In fact, I recently attended a Common Core, they called it a Common Core Town Hall meeting, and it was hosted by the school district and an assemblyman. And it was not a town hall. When you hear the word town hall and it's being hosted by corporations, you know that it is the Delphi program where you don't get to speak, even though they present it that you can speak.
Right.
What they had was a panel. And I found this very interesting, Jeff. They had two microphones, and they had people line up behind both mics, and they had two people. They had one person ask a question, then the second person ask a question, and then the panel would answer, but they would conveniently forget parts of the two questions because no one could remember what the two questions were. But on that panel was Nancy Brownell, who is with the State Board of Education,
mm-hmm.
and she said she has 40 years experience in education, and that she participates with parents in with evaluations over time, and with now the digital technology explosion, she said she is welcoming the donations of over $6.4 million to the students in California from Soros, Gates, the Carnegie Foundation,
just
and the Rockefeller Foundation.
Yeah, perfect.
So that is what they listed, the State Board of Education listed as their congratulations towards assisting us with Wi-Fi in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the heightening of the phone poles or the distribution network, the enhancing of the system, we know my husband and I actually went and met with a PG&E official here in Northern California some months ago, and he talked about the fact that Northern California is enhancing the infrastructure to carry greater load capacity anticipated from solar and wind generation. And they talked about, and I found documents, the CPUC, which is the California Public Utility Commission, and PG&E, which is our utility service provider, I found documents where they talk about, quote, construction of facilities are exempt from a permit to construct, and the final negative declaration or the environmental report finds no significant, unavoidable environmental impacts. Unavoidable.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is in their documents. So I can tell you right now, we're being cooked. This is a silent weapon system. We're
sure
seeing
is.
These massive foam poles being deployed all over the state.
Are they
in
smart?
Fact,
are they smart poles yet? Are they putting audio and video on them yet, obviously?
Well, what we're also most concerned about, yes, of course. What we're also concerned about is the fact that now we're wondering where all of the flat panel array systems are being deployed. And what I mean by that is they have these flat panel arrays
mm-hmm.
that I found it very interesting. They can be any size, but they're oftentimes, they can be the size of a solar panel, for example. And they're mounted on the exterior fascia of buildings. And they can be set up to look like a decorative emblem on a building. And they actually have sensors and monitoring and beams that literally can track, follow, and injure people. This is a phased panel array. And I'm getting ready to post quite a bit of information.
It's a military weapon is what it is.
It is a military weapon. In fact, you'll see them used on helmets in the military and SWAT. They look like they're cameras, but they're not. They're beams.
Mm-hmm.
So we are literally being cooked. Of course, we know that they're jamming our immune systems. We know that all of this leads to shutting down our cells and cell death. And we just see, just as the website 2045, which we have featured on the top of StopTheCrime.net under No More Humans. I would urge everybody to take a look at that link at the top of StopTheCrime.net, No More Humans.
30 years were just anachronisms.
Well, you know, we're being replaced. We're being evolved out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're inefficient. We've talked about the NASA war document before on the show, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
They've told us in that document that we are too large, too heavy, too tender. We're too slow. We're too costly, and we have rapidly decreasing to negative value added.
Yeah.
And what I want to say...
Well, the bottom line is we don't do what we're told either.
Well, we don't. We have free will. And they can't control that. And we have a conscience and we have emotions, and we're not predictable.
Right.
And because of that, because we're not predictable, and there's too many of us, they've got to get control and reduce the population, because the gig is nearing an end here where people are starting to realize that we don't have a government. We haven't had a government since 1913, since the Federal Reserve came into existence, because that is a corporate money system. And we were told and warned that if we ever got involved in anything like this, that we would not be sovereign any longer. We have not been. And again, I point out Senate Report 93549. It's the ongoing emergency power statutes, 1973. And what that Senate report did is it backed into all of the policies since 1933. When we had the planned bankruptcy of the United States, when the United States gold and silver was stolen and our grandparents had to turn it in or face fines or imprisonment.
Oh, yeah.
And this emergency power statutes says in order to maintain dictatorial control and authorization of the many divisions or corporate agencies of the executive branch, the sitting president must formally declare an annual emergency. And this is annual. So in the instance of the Obama administration, they declared, again, a national emergency in 2012
yep.
and also September 10th of 2013.
Yep.
And this has been ongoing since 1933, according to Senate Report 93549. And once an emergency is declared, common law is abolished, the Constitution is abolished, and we fall under the absolute will of the government. All government needs to continue this plan is to have all of us, all of our opinions on their side. If public opinion can be kept, again, in sufficient degree, on the side of this illusion of statutes, laws, and regulations and executive orders, because everything is going through the executive branch, seemingly, but it's not. It's going through the bankers. Then they can continue. And the Constitution has had no meaning. It has been suspended, and it has been for over 80 years. Now, to that, I would encourage everybody to go to YouTube and watch Eustace Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S,
oh,
The
you,
Secrets
yeah.
of the Federal Reserve. And I know you interviewed him, Jeff, before he died.
Yeah. He was a friend. He's a great man.
Amazing man, an amazing researcher, and I can't encourage people more to take a look at The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, because you must learn your reality. If you hear anybody right now talking about electing someone into office or who you're going to vote for, this is keeping us in the illusion. We've got to break out of that. We've got to get into the documents that we were denied, that we were not taught in school. And that is our reality. We are the enemy. War was declared through the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document and system. And we can see it now because of this climate change. We are in an environmental and economic warfare, period. And we really are on the verge of extinction unless we can wake up and somehow or another shift this.
You're right.
But Deborah's, I really wonder at this point.
Yeah, I do too. Deborah's talking about geopolitical issues. We could throw in Fukushima on top of that. They're now talking again about an explosion at Fukushima, which could envelop what's left of reactors 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Let's say 3 blows the MOX reactor. It envelops the other 3. 4 go up. That's the end of the Northern Hemisphere right there. So we'll see. Back in a minute. Hold on.